This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Community Network News. I'm Caitlin Pearson.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. Tasmania's lower house of parliament has become the first in Australia to vote in favour of same-sex marriage. Under Australia's constitution, marriage is a federal issue, so it is unclear what effect the bill will have for gay Tasmanians. But Rodney Croom from the Tasmanian Gay and Lesbian Rights Group, speaking to the ABC, said it still sends a strong message.
I am exceptionally proud today, as a gay man and as a Tasmanian, that the Tasmanian Parliament has sent such a strong message to the rest of the country that marriage is about love, not discrimination.
The Tasmanian Upper House is yet to vote on the bill.
2 days after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was abolished in the US, the Obama administration was arguing in court against a lawsuit which seeks full severance pay for those sacked under the policy. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, is representing a former Air Force staff sergeant and 142 former troops who received only half their expected severance pay after they were fired for being gay. ACLU says the policy of denying gay troops full severance pay is unconstitutional, but the Obama administration says that courts cannot rewrite military regulations.
Following Jeff Kennett's controversial opinion piece, the chief executive of Beyond Blue has resigned with no explanation and after only 8 months on the job. Kennett, the chairman of Beyond Blue, a national non-profit to combat depression, announced Dawn O'Neill's decision to step down. Kennett recently wrote an opinion piece about stable marriage between a man and a woman being the best place for a child's mental health. After the piece was published, Ms. O'Neill moved to distance the organisation from his comments, saying the evidence shows it is the quality of parenting that matters, regardless of whether they are same-sex or not.
New York police are considering charging three students after the suicide of a 14-year-old boy. Jamie Rodemeyer, who was receiving counselling to cope with years of homophobic bullying, was found dead last Sunday morning. The teenager was known in cyberspace for his video blogs, particularly his It Gets Better video, uploaded just 4 months ago.
Lady Gaga, she makes me so happy, and she lets me know that I was born this way.
Comments on Jamie's blog and various bullying claims have led the Amherst Police Department's Special Victims Unit to consider laying charges.
Christina Keneally, the former Premier of New South Wales, has written an impassioned plea for gay marriage, explaining why she supports it. Keneally says that it, quote, gives me no joy to see people who are created in God's image unable to fully express their humanity or live with the rights and dignity that heterosexual people are afforded.
Attorney General Robert McClelland and Senator Penny Wong have reiterated the government's commitment to introduce federal anti-discrimination laws on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. The announcement came as the pair launched a public discussion paper to seek community views on the consolidation of the anti-discrimination laws.
And briefly in other news, in a big move, Philippine President Benigno Aquino has voiced support for some gay rights, but stopped short of endorsing gay marriage or adoption. In Italy, an internet blog has claimed to out 10 Italian members of parliament as being gay. The country's main gay rights group has called it unhelpful gossip. And back here in Australia, Gay Dads Australia will be holding their Surrogacy for Gay Men Community Forum in Melbourne on Saturday the 5th of November. It's the 6th annual event run by the dads from Gay Dads Australia.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Roller derby is headed to Sydney on October 1st for an epic doubleheader with the South West Sydney Rockets up against Tasmania's South Island Sirens. The all-female sport is becoming a favourite amongst the queer community. And the Melbourne Rovers and Sydney Rangers gay soccer clubs are set to battle for the third annual Justin Fashanu Cup next month. The match aims to create awareness for the damaging effects of homophobia in sport.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email us on qnn at joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Caitlin Pearson.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the studios of Joy in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.